Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We take you now to Bob's backyard where the wind chimes. I've been in fine form today. The birds are tweeting. Someone tweeted us and asked if one of us is at the aviary. Bob, it's unbelievable, but I do like it. I really do. I've grown to really appreciate it over these past few weeks. I'm stuck in a basement right now, so this gives me, it lends me a degree of serenity, as I imagine it does you. Yes?
And I think we need that in this time. Everybody's running on anxiety levels that are very high, and so it's more of a relaxing approach to what we have. So, yes, I do it as a public service now, Joe.
Man, when I'm out and about these days, it just feels like everybody is on the verge of snapping. I mean, you know, one of these tragic comic things where there's always something. If you don't cry, you have to laugh. You know, there's so much pressure on people right now, economic pressure, things like that, anxiety about the virus itself. I don't know about you, but it is just a heightened atmosphere no matter where I go. I mean, I'll go to a drugstore or the grocery store, and it feels like there's fights about to break out all the time, even if nothing's really said. Do you feel that heightened sense of tension, Bob?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it depends on where you go and how you go about doing it, but, there's a mask debate now, which has become very political. Some people do, some people don't. I think people should do what they're required to do to help at all possible to make this thing trend the other way, but you get some people who just believe not to. It's also led to the PGA Tour now, Joe, announcing that they are not going to have fans at the Memorial because they're worried about, you know, maybe the protocol there. But originally they were going to have 8,000 people a day. They're playing at Muirfield this week and also next week. Next week is the Memorial Tournament hosted by Jack Nicklaus, so no fans will be there now.
Well, in some places there is no debate because it's mandatory. And we're seeing, you know, NHL moves to Canada because of what's happening in this country. I mean, it's been brutal and embarrassing how we've handled this whole virus. Really has. I mean, is that even an arguable point? Look, people from this country aren't going to be allowed to go to Europe, for God's sakes, Bob. They've moved the NHL to Canada. I mean, it's just, it ain't going well. I don't know that there's any debate to be had there. And I don't know that there's any debate in certain places anymore about wearing a mask, as I've said a billion times. And the fact that this would even get people angry is mind-blowing to me. Like, most experts would say it at least does some good, right? It at least does some good. So, therefore, if I follow that advice, I wear one in a place like a grocery store or a drugstore. I'm not sure I'm on board with, you know, you have to wear it everywhere you go, although the governor says you do. I'm not sure that I agree with that, but in an enclosed space, why wouldn't you? And if they're all wrong, if every expert is totally wrong on that, or most experts, what have you actually lost? Like, what's the argument against this? I don't get it. Do you?
No, I mean, especially in enclosed, I am not a believer when you're out by yourself or walking or you need to have it. It can, in temperatures that's soaring at 94, 95 degrees with humidity, can make it difficult. But when you're in a place where there's a lot of people and it's enclosed, it's a small sacrifice to make. The only pet peeve I have about some of the reporting that's gone with this, Joe, is that I think even though case loads are up, and you never want to see that, I would also like to hear once in a while about people who've recovered and the death rate, which from what I've seen here seems to be going the other direction, or at least it's not jumped up commensurately. So I think it's important to see both sides of that, just in fairness.
Well, sure. I mean, the death rate is an important number out there, but so are hospitalization rates, which are soaring in places like Texas. I mean, if you go to the hospital for something, that would indicate that you're having a major problem, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, that's one of the things that you, and thankfully around here, that system hasn't been challenged so far. I think that's a good sign. But you're right, in some of the places, you can certainly argue that reopening took place too fast and too aggressively. I think there was a way to do it without jumping full bore into it, and yet, you know, some people just don't want to listen to that fact.
Oh, I don't think that that's an argument anymore. I think actual officials in Texas and Arizona and Florida have admitted we opened way too aggressively and way too fast. And yeah, the idea.
Yet the other side of that, Joe, it's difficult for people, and I know a lot of people who fall into this in the small business owner classification. You know, they want to resume what they do. It's their livelihood. It's
sure.
How they live.
Absolutely.
And you talk about anxiety and stress. These people have nothing else right now. And if it doesn't work, and so that puts the emphasis on everyone to do what's supposed to happen there. And it just, again, to me, there's small sacrifices to make until things turn in the other direction. And for some reason, people can't do it. And I look at bars, you know, if you're there, you want to make money, sure. But you got to be sure if you're open that you do it responsibly so that these numbers don't increase.
Yes, of course. There's a way for economies to open and businesses to stay open and sports to happen. But you got to take some responsibility, you know? So do the bare minimum. But we can't. We just can't, and we won't. So the NHL is going to play in Canada. So we're not allowed to go into Europe. So that's where we are, Bob, and that's where we'll probably be. And yes, good, and thank God here in Allegheny County, our hospital systems haven't even come close to being taxed. That's the idea, to keep it that way. Anyway, how about this glorious jackass? What's his name? Bryson DeChambeau. This is the type of guy that I'll watch in golf, Bob. This is the type of guy that I will actually turn on a golf tournament to watch. He's obnoxious. He's full of himself to the point of being almost unwatchable. And yet he's the type of character that will cause me to turn on the television. He is. The other day he snapped because he made a bad shot at this, whatever it was, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And so he got real angry that a cameraman had the nerve to follow him with a camera. Did he catch this whole act this weekend? But then he winds up winning. I love this guy, Bob. I don't even like him, but I love him.
Well, I mean, he is a lightning rod right now for a lot of reasons. I think that situation was slightly overblown by him. He didn't need to react the way he reacted, but he did. But the bigger issue with him is just how big he's gotten and how he's hitting the golf ball. I'm going to recite for you the top 10 drives he's hit this week: 377, 372, 366, 365, 345, 343, 341, 339. He's hitting the ball like Tiger. He's, in fact, erased a Tiger Woods record for driving. And he's done it by beefing up to the point where there are some raised eyebrows. I don't know, and I would never, because I don't know the situation there, what he's done. He says he uses protein shakes. But he is one of these guys who's interesting to follow. And I think the PGA Tour generally has been bereft of people who have personality. And if you're going to try to sell a sport, you've got to have some of that. So he has it, and he wins, which makes it even a bigger story. And we'll see what he can do in major championships, because that's where generally people are going to be judged as far as being great players if you can win majors.
I think you hit on the key there. For people like me, it's not even, well, it is kind of casual fans that can be drawn to a guy like this. But it's non-fans that can be, Bob. And again, I think he's I don't like the guy. He's obnoxious, but he's compelling. He's compelling. That's the key. And really, what is sports in the end without villains and without guys that you tune in to hate on? And I think people will do that with this guy. I think bottom line is he's good for golf in all his arrogance and obnoxiousness. And the fact that he has this freakish body. To me, he becomes a very compelling character.
Yeah, I don't know. You classify him as obnoxious. I'm not willing to go there just because I don't really know him very well. I know that he's different, Joe. He designed golf clubs that were all the same size, which no one on tour has ever done because of his – he has a big scientist kind of background. He examines things very thoroughly. He's kind of weird. If that translates into obnoxiousness, then maybe it does. To me, not so much. But he is different, and I think different is good. It gives you something. You know his name. You know what he's about. People will watch because they know his name and what he's about, even if he doesn't win.
Well, wait a second. You say he's not obnoxious. You don't know if he's obnoxious because you don't know
him. Do you know
him.
He's obnoxious? I don't know. I've never met him.
So I can only call an athlete obnoxious if I've met him and know him? I'm watching his behavior on the course.
And he had one skirmish. He had one skirmish sometimes, listen, I know when we're in your business of shooting, sometimes you do get a little too close. I don't know that it rose to the level where he makes him obnoxious. I don't know him.
Do you think Brad Marchand is obnoxious?
I think Brad Marchand is the kind of player who makes you feel that way because you're rooting against him. If he were on your team, he wouldn't, just like all good players.
He has an edge to him. Faces. He's very obnoxious. I've never met him. I don't need to meet him to know that
he's
obnoxious.
Would you want him on your team, Joe? Would you want him on your team?
That's a different question. Different question.
If you really thought he was obnoxious, you wouldn't want him.
No, yes, I would. I like obnoxiousness on my teams. It helps me win. But I look at this guy with this.
To me, obnoxious is a word I would only use on someone that I've met and seen. I don't want to make judgments on people. I never met the guy, so I don't know. I just know that he is.
You think Dennis Rodman
can be polarizing?
Matthew Barnaby? Dennis Rodman, Matthew Barnaby, were they obnoxious?
If you want to use that analogy, fine. Go ahead. I'm just telling you that I don't know. I listen to interviews with him. He seems very forthcoming. He answers all questions. He even kids about his diet now and what he's done. He doesn't strike me as someone who is obnoxious as a person. If you take what he did on the course this weekend as something that's obnoxious, that's your decision to make. I'm not ready to go that far. I think he's a very interesting person. He's totally different than everyone else on the tour, and I think it's good. I think they need more people like him.
Well, if he did that to one of your KDKA cameramen, would you say it was obnoxious?
I don't know, Joe. I thought it was too much.
I didn't think obnoxious was this horrendous insult of a person or that I had to know them to come to that conclusion. All I'm doing is watching this guy's behavior. That's all.
What else have you seen that makes you think he's obnoxious then?
Are you telling me he's never done anything else on the course or never self-promoted in such
Patrick
a way?
Patrick Reed, if you're going to use that, Patrick Reed has more of these kinds of things than he does. We're not talking about him, though, and the reason is he hasn't won recently, and he's not the sort of different kind of person. You know, I don't know. It was a bad shot he reacted. Do you think Tiger Woods is obnoxious every time he reacts to someone?
Yes, and I love him for it.
Okay.
Don't you think Tiger can be very obnoxious at times?
Yeah, I don't really. I just know what I see. I love watching guys like that play. You come back to me, and it's all about what you do on the. What do you want me to say, Joe? I've never met the guy. I can't classify him one way or the other. He had a disagreement with a photographer. Okay, he's not the only one to have ever done that.
I hear you. I just don't think you have to meet an athlete to label them obnoxious. That's all.
Well, that's your choice. My choice is I'd rather find out myself personally before I label him that way. That's just me.
All right, Bob. We'll move on.
Have you ever met Dennis Rodman?
No, but I can very comfortably say that Dennis Rodman is obnoxious, at least on the basketball court. at least on the basketball court. Brad Marchand is another good example. I can absolutely say he's an obnoxious character, and I never have to meet him. Again, he licks people's faces during
games. I understand.
He's
obnoxious in the sport that probably helps him be the kind of person he is. I don't know what kind of – I've never met him either. I met Rodman. Rodman seems very intriguing to me, and he was very nice and down to earth. But on the court, when you're doing your job, you'll do whatever you can to fuel yourself, fuel your team. If that means stepping over the line once in a while, I get that.
Bob, we've gone over time again. Here I was trying
it's
to
It's on my fault,
clock,
too, and I'm sorry. Like, we didn't even get to what I wanted to talk about, but go ahead.
What do you want to talk about?
Preseason games, because I know you're going to disagree with me.
We have a whole hour and a half. Actually, an hour and 43 minutes to be precise. And I'm sorry
and
if
before,
I'm being obnoxious.
And before you tell me about what I'm doing, is my lovely wife just brought.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. I'm sorry I called Bob obnoxious.
So I'm going to eat now.
All right.
I'm obnoxious, Lee. I'm obnoxious for eating on the radio with wind chimes, birds, and street cleaners behind me. I don't know what to do. I'm going to my basement.
Enjoy, Bob. Enjoy your meal, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Okay?
Okay.
There he goes. Horse, all hell is broken loose here. Why don't you step in and do something about this? We'll talk about NFL next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.